Today, House and Senate Republicans cleared away the largest single obstacle to passing a bill cracking down on illegal immigration. Republicans agreed to drop a provision allowing states to deny free public education to illegal immigrant students. That's the only part of the immigration reform bill President Clinton has threatened to veto, but the White House today refrained from saying the president would sign the bill. Democrats criticized a number of other provisions and said they couldn't support the bill unless those provisions are changed. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
California Republican Elton Gallagher has been in the eye of the immigration storm over the past few weeks. He authored the provision to give states the option of denying free public schooling to illegal immigrant students. Actually, as Texas Democrat John Bryant reminded his colleagues on the Immigration Conference Committee, Gallagher's amendment was going nowhere until the Speaker of the House picked it up and ran with it.
It was not in the subcommittee bill. It was not in the committee bill. It was brought to the floor when Newt Gingrich walked to the floor, seized a political opportunity, and tried to thrust this bill into the arena of politics. And that is where the bill has been ever since.
GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole, trailing President Clinton in California, endorsed the Gallagher amendment. His staff earlier this month rebuffed approaches by Republicans who wanted to take it out. Finally, when it became clear that Republicans wanted an immigration bill badly enough to drop Gallagher, Dole wrote a letter endorsing the GOP decision to consider Gallagher in a separate measure. Today, Gallagher said he agreed with the consensus that getting the bill is the top priority, even though his state will continue to spend billions of dollars educating illegals.
I don't think that any of us should give this, our president, any opportunity for an excuse to veto this bill, even though I'm very discouraged that there has been that total callous disregard for the people of California.
The Gallagher dispute has consumed the lion's share of the attention recently, but it was a small piece of this sweeping bill. The measure would add 5,000 Border Patrol officers over 5 years, speed the removal of criminal aliens, streamline the deportation of illegals, and could cut thousands of legal immigrants from public assistance roles. Critics who thought the bill was dead because of Gallagher are now left to face a slew of other provisions they find objectionable. The bill bars federal courts from reviewing Immigration and Naturalization Service rulings, a move civil rights groups say hasn't been tried since segregationists failed to do it in the 1960s. It weakens anti-discrimination protections put in an earlier immigration law, establishing an intent standard that makes it harder to prove a civil rights claim against employers. To illustrate the position the bill's opponents find themselves in, Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank told the story of a rabbi who advised a family living in a cramped house to bring their farm animals inside to live with them. 3 weeks later, the family says things are even worse, and the rabbi tells them to move the animals back outside.
So they do, and they come back a week later and say, boy, things are much better. So the Gallagher Amendment are the horses, cows, and chickens of this particular legislation.
Having used the presidential veto threat to win on the Gallagher Amendment, it's not clear how much leverage Democrats have left to fight other provisions they don't like. Republicans certainly feel like they've given up all they have to. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch.
It would have been an extreme act for President Clinton to veto the bill, even with the modified Gallagher provision, as he threatened to do. It would be even a more extreme act to veto it now with it out.
In order to win further changes at this late date, the White House would most likely have to make immigration part of the larger negotiations over spending bills now going on between Congress and the White House. There's pressure on Republicans to avoid a filibuster and adjourn quickly, but there's also pressure on the president, who wants to sign an immigration bill and take another issue away from Bob Dole. I'm Peter Kenyon at the Capitol.